com. All right, getting lots of perspective this morning, reviews and consideration, and in some regards, perhaps criticism of President Biden's State of the Union speech last night. For some of that, we welcome in this morning political strategist Brendan Steinhauser with Young Americans for Liberty. Brendan, how'd it go last night?
Hey, good morning.
Yes, good morning. There we go. A couple tech issues this morning. What was your take on the speech last night?
Well, I thought President Biden started out at least trying to strike a bipartisan chord and tone, and he was pretty jovial at the beginning, but then kind of in the mid part of the speech, he started to descend into, you know, rancor and anger, and I just felt like I got yelled at for about an hour at that point. You know, substantively, there's a lot for me to disagree with. You know, at Young Americans for Liberty, we put liberty as the highest value, so hearing about more government control, hearing about trying to control the economy and more of our lives was not something that we wanted to hear. And I think that, you know, Republicans in Congress obviously interacted with the president. They booed, they challenged him, and he kind of gave it back in a way that was quite fascinating, actually. But overall, I don't think he really helped himself. I don't think that, you know, I certainly don't agree with the panel on CNN that thought it was like his best speech ever. I thought it had a lot of faults and a lot of flaws. But we'll see what the American people say here.
Yeah, I saw some of that, or at least heard some of that very early this morning as I was coming in. But to your point, there were also those who said this wasn't his best speech ever. It just may get the most attention so far of any speech he's ever given. Let me ask you this, and I appreciate, I don't want to use the word bias, but I appreciate the politics of your organization. That being said, take a step back for a minute, because you said something I thought was very interesting. Talk to me about your interpretation of the dynamic. I don't think we've ever seen a back and forth during a State of the Union address like we saw last night. Some have already compared it to Parliament in the United Kingdom. And I got to tell you, you know, as a TV viewer late last night, I'm not sure I disliked it. It added some energy to what is normally a sleeper event. What was your take?
Yeah, I think that's pretty good analysis. I mean, it was kind of more interesting. It was more real and visceral than just sitting there with kind of these, you know, plain faces and silence. I mean, I understand respecting the decorum and respecting the office of the presidency. And I think people do. I think you can do that and still engage, interact, challenge him or her, call them out. And I think the president, you know, I was kind of surprised by it, but he kind of stopped what he was saying. And he engaged with them as well. And that is something I haven't really seen before either. But it did make for a more interesting speech. And you could kind of see the interactions within the body of Congress to kind of see where individual members of Congress were on these issues.
I mean, like him or don't like him, it was pretty impressive for an 80-year-old. I'll just say that as a South Florida resident, because we see a lot of people his age who couldn't do that. Let me ask you this. You know, when it comes to, and again, I'm not trying to turn this overly political here, but when it comes to a political narrative, do you get the sense, are you concerned, you know, as being in a younger group, so to speak, when you see someone like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's kind of going over the top a little bit, clearly trying to get some attention, and Kevin McCarthy kind of taking the role as dad, kind of saying, you know, trying to get everybody to calm down a little bit, suggesting, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, that being over the top doesn't help anyone. What was kind of your take on that interaction last night, that dynamic?
Yeah, I think the new speaker was, you know, thinking about how it would be portrayed in the media and on social media. Certainly, there, you know, we talked about the interaction, but I think it's within sort of certain bounds, right? I think it's one thing to kind of maybe yell something out on policy or kind of grumble or stand or sit or clap, depending on what you agree with or disagree with. But I think that McCarthy, you know, certainly perceives that, you know, she's a bit of a loose cannon and he's trying to impose not control, because I think clearly he doesn't have control over that caucus, but just some influence with them to say, look, let's be smart about tactics. Again, in his view, he sees that as something that shouldn't be done. And so he was quietly trying to shush them. But obviously, that was pretty clear on the TV screens for millions of Americans to see.
All right, Brendan, thanks very much for the perspective. We really appreciate it. We look forward to having you back on that. Brendan Steinhauser, political strategist with Young Americans for Liberty.